This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
We heard a lot about unity yesterday and turning the page in America, but that doesn't seem to be matching the actions of Democrats. It's time for them to drop this impeachment, move on, and bring America back together. But do they want to? Nah, I don't think they do. Good morning. Welcome back. Glad you're here. An hour of nonstop talk for you, unprecedented in Morning Drive Radio. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. The New York Post had a really great editorial, I thought, which I think for a lot of us really captures it. Look, here's the deal. You know, I said this yesterday. I loved the celebration of America, not every moment of it, but I thought it was a good show last night. It really was. Fireworks were great. Music was great. There were some really positive moments, and it was America, America, America. It was pro-America, you know, showing the UPS guy and everything like that. It was great. It's great. Very good. Very healthy. Policy disagreements are incredibly important in a republic. I want to make that point. If you don't disagree on policy, you're not a good citizen. You're not a good member of the republic. You're somebody with your head up your you know what. But it doesn't mean you have to hate each other. It doesn't mean you have to want to kill the other person. And I think that Americans are ready to kind of get over that feeling of I want to murder my political opponent. It's not really what they want. But I think that there's a lot of people that make their money off of peddling that. MSNBC for years did that with Trump. I mean, that, you know, today was the day he was going to be taken out in handcuffs and impeached and worse than Nixon. And this is Watergate and on and on and on. We heard it. And he needs to be jailed. He needs to be arrested. And, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell talking about, I mean, the horrible stuff that lunatic says all the time about people. I think that for the most part, you know, I've got very strong policy beliefs and positions, and I don't want to moderate on those. I want to moderate on nothing. I want to fight for what I believe in because I believe in the republic. I want to fight for that. But there's a way to do it that is not about, you know, taking a knife and bludgeoning your opponent to death. But the problem is, how does MSNBC get ratings doing that? How does CNN get ratings doing that? You know what I mean? Because for 4 years now, they've had Trump in there that they could bludgeon him. They could go after him. And now he's gone. So Biden's boring. I don't know if you've noticed or not. Biden's boring as hell. My God, is that guy dull. I mean, the new president of the United States of America is the exact polar opposite of the previous president. He is dull. But policy discussions, of which we should have absolute knockdown, drag-out battles over, are kind of boring if you think about it, but an impeachment trial, now that's ratings. That's sexy. That's MSNBC delivering for the core what their promise was, which was to destroy Trump and Trumpism. If you listen to these never Trump idiots who are always on Twitter and everything else, I mean, the stuff that they say about destroying Trumpism and snuffing Trumpism out, it's awful, the things that they say. It's awful. But listen, for CNN and MSNBC, that's ratings, baby. They love that stuff. Everybody accuses talk radio of being the vitriolic nemesis of civility in America. That's not true. It's not. We've spent 4 years watching MSNBC and CNN drag the president and his supporters and say the most horrible things about them. And yesterday, we were told we're going to have unity. So we'll all love each other again and just have policy disagreements. Okay, great. Let's do it. Let's love each other and have knockout, drag out policy disagreements, but not want to kill each other. Great. So then drop the impeachment of President Trump. What? No? No, you don't want to do that? How come? And I know the answer. It's because they don't, they're full of it when they talk about unity. They don't mean it. They hate us. They hate me. They hate you. They do. They think you're an anomaly. They think there's something wrong with you. I'm telling you right now, they do. You want me to prove it to you? Here's John Brennan, former CIA director John Brennan, who is a guy who should be in prison. I mean, literally should be in prison. I don't say that to, like, be cute or for drama. I mean, this man should be in prison for lying to the American people, for impeding Congress's investigation into the Enhanced Interrogation Torture Report. This guy should be in jail. But instead, he has spent 4 years on MSNBC, this deep state swamp rat who wound up being one of the sleaziest guys who broke the law many times. And if you don't believe me, watch the movie The Report. It's an Amazon movie. And John Brennan is featured prominently in that for obstructing Congress, which is a federal offense. But they love John Brennan because he hates Trump. So for 4 years now, he's been elevated to sainthood. I think most Americans just want to live their lives and not have government be the thing that is their prime obsession every day. I think most Americans want to live their lives. They have policy disagreements. You know, I remember days you used to have, like, good-natured debates with your friends. Maybe you miss those days. I do. You know, you sit around the fire, have some good-natured debates on policy and stuff. You can't do that anymore. I don't know if you've noticed or not, the last 4 years. Like, for example, I mean, I can't even bring up politics around my in-laws. Because it results in tears. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. We can't even have a healthy debate on taxes anymore. But you have this opportunity now to kind of turn the page on that and move on. But what would be required would be Democrats actually doing what Lincoln did. Which is when Lincoln actually said, we're going to have charity toward all and malice toward none. But here's the dirty little secret. They don't really want that. They hate you. And they want ratings. And they know that the trial of Donald Trump would be like OJ to MSNBC. That's the truth. That is the truth. Here's John Brennan, who should be saying all this from a jail cell. I want you to think about this now for a second. As we talk about charity for all and malice toward none, as we've evoked Lincoln now 1,000 times yesterday with even the president-elect, I'm sorry, the new president, standing in the Lincoln Memorial, literally, you know, with Abe looking over his shoulder, and we've heard all about this. See if that matches with what John Brennan says here, cut number 8.
On the call, I was thinking today that this is the most relaxed I've been in the course of many inaugurations I've watched because I'm not responsible for it. But I can tell you that when I was in the government, I had white knuckles because of the nature of the threats. But it's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention. But because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that's just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
They're full of crap when they talk about unity because it's an unholy alliance. John Brennan and Nicole Wallace, two people that are literally of the era of the post 9/11 spying on American citizens, sending people to Guantanamo Bay, spying on people without warrants. These are the two people sitting there having this little chat about all of these horrible people, this unholy alliance of people. Libertarians, by the way, libertarian is a political philosophy where you basically just want government out of your life. You just want government to leave you the hell alone. Which I think most of us agree with at this point. Just like, leave me alone and don't have any new wars. some of the things we loved about the Trump administration. We didn't have any new wars. And in a lot of areas of our life, they just kind of left us to hell alone. But John Brennan loves war. I mean, Nicole Wallace loves war. These are the Iraq people. These are the people that brought you the big war on terror. These are the war on terror people. They're full of it when they talk about unity. I think for the most part, you and I would love to be able to just have, you know, drink beer, argue about policy and have fun and just, you know, have a good time. You don't have to back down on what you believe. You don't have to like compromise your beliefs on things like the Second Amendment or freedom of speech or taxes or anything. Senators and Congress people will debate and maybe they'll compromise on policy, but you believe what you believe, but you argue, you have fun, you do all that. Remember those days? There was a time we used to do that, remember? Can't do that now. You can't do that now because you are part of an unholy alliance. And you're an unholy alliance. You're part of authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, libertarians, nativists. If you heard yesterday during President Biden's speech, a lot of that was directed at, as Rand Paul pointed out yesterday, this idea that, you know, if you have beliefs that are different from the Democrats, you're actually like a racist or a nativist or something like that. I think people would love to just be able to go back to the days of being at a bar, arguing about something and having just a good time disagreeing with each other because politics is not the epicenter of our life. But I'm telling you right now, that is bad for ratings. MSNBC wants the trial of the century, the trial of former President Donald Trump. That's what they want. Because if they were serious, if everybody was really serious about this, it would be over. It would have been over the minute he got on Marine One yesterday, or the minute that Air Force One touchdown in Florida, or the minute that it was actually President Biden's term at 12:01 p.m., not 11:48, but, you know, the minute that that happened. If they were serious about that, that's what would have happened yesterday. Here is President Biden yesterday at the Lincoln Memorial. Again, evoking the Civil War, evoking unity, evoking bringing people together. Take a listen.
It's humbling to stand here in this place in front of these sacred words, humbling out of respect to President Lincoln and the office we now share, and humbling because of you, the American people. As I said earlier today, we have learned again that democracy is precious. Because of you, democracy has prevailed. That's why Jill and I, Kamala and Doug, wanted to make sure our inauguration was not about us, but about you, the American people. This is a great nation. We're a good people. And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. It requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect.
Okay, so here he is standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial talking about unity. All right? Great. Sounds great. But here's what's really going on. Because here's Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, asked the question during the White House press briefing about whether or not the president, the former president, is going to have a trial. Now, if you're serious about unity, then yesterday's the day to come out and go, no, it's over. He's not president anymore. We want unity. We want to turn the page. We want to bring the 75 million people that voted for President Trump. We want to bring them into the fold. We want to make them part of this. We want to have good, positive feelings, positive vibes, positive energy, policy disagreements like the old days, you know, when Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to argue all day, but then they'd meet for a cocktail at the end of the day. We want to go back to those days. And in order to do that, we know we have to drop this impeachment. But is that what the White House press secretary says here? Take a listen.
Following up on Peter's question, does President Biden believe that President Trump needs to be held accountable for the Capitol insurrection a couple of weeks ago? And does that accountability require that President Trump be barred from holding future federal office?
Well, Zeke, you know, he has spoken very firmly and fiercely publicly about his views of the horrific events on January 6th. And he has also, of course, spoken with members of Congress about that, as you all know. But he is going to leave it to members of Congress to carry out their constitutional duty and determine what the path forward is and what the mechanisms are going to be, what the process will be, and what the timeline will be. Certainly, he ran against Donald Trump because he did not think he was fit to serve in office long before the events of January 6th. He is here today because he decided to run against him, but we're focusing on moving forward. We're focusing on addressing the issues facing the American public. And as you know, that means we're focused on our COVID package. Go ahead.
If I can follow up on that a little bit, Jen, is the president being updated, first of all, on the progress of the FBI investigation?
So there you go. Now, yesterday, President Biden said he wanted to end this uncivil war. That's the quote. Remember, the theme is unity, Lincoln, and the uncivil war. Bring America back together. New York Post editorial, I think, really does a good job of explaining this. They say, President Biden said he wanted to end this uncivil war, telling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi not to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate would be a way to start. It was clear by Wednesday afternoon that the nation was moving on to a Biden presidency with all the hopes and challenges that entails. Ex-President Donald Trump was in Mar-a-Lago. He likely will remain a political force. But the question really is, can the Democrats let go of their favorite foe? Relitigating the recent past is the opposite of what Biden called for in his speech. The Senate has plenty of regular work to do, confirming Biden's cabinet, legislating to confront the pandemic and the economic mess, not to mention other bills the new president deems urgent. Normal courts can and will handle the thugs, the hooligans, and the loons who storm the Capitol. If the Senate sees fit, it can pass some censure of Trump over his role in feeding the madness. By the way, I say no to that, too. Move on. Just move on. New York Post editorial. But a full trial of an ex-president would be constitutionally dubious and hopelessly divisive. Let it rest. Just hours after Biden's inaugural address, we can already tell that people are looking to the future, and they should. The representatives in Washington should do the same. What I'm telling you is you can't stand on the Lincoln Memorial where the words "with charity toward all and malice toward none" are literally engraved there. Abraham Lincoln wanted to bring the Union back together. He wasn't about punishment. He didn't want to punish people. He pardoned Confederates. He wanted to unite the nation. And then 2 weeks later, he would be assassinated. 2 weeks after delivering that second inaugural address, one of the greatest speeches ever made, he would be assassinated. But you can't stand there in the shrine of Abraham Lincoln and talk about unity while you are secretly deep down pushing for the Senate to have a trial of the former president. And I can't listen to these people on TV tell me about unity when they talk about wanting to deprogram me. And because I've, you know, because I'm a libertarian, I'm some sort of a part of an unholy alliance of evil. And I can't hear unity talk when they're talking like that about me. So shove it with your unity unless you're going to drop the impeachment. Shove it with your unity unless you're going to stop labeling people like me and you and conservatives who did nothing wrong on January 6th. Stop labeling us as domestic terrorists. Otherwise, you're full of it. You're just full of it. I'm telling you, we would love to go back to a time of great policy disagreements. Knock out, drag out, big time disagreements. But we can't when they're thinking that we're evil for feeling what we feel, for believing what we believe. We can't when the 75 million people who voted for the former president are now going to have to watch the trial of the century on MSNBC. The truth is, the Democrat base does not want to let this go. They want to punish, and they want to do it for ratings. And the people that would be the angriest if they dropped the trial of President Donald Trump and just moved on and tried to bring the country back together, the people would be the angriest would be the people that host on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, John Brennan, et cetera, Rachel Maddow, and the producers and the executives and everybody else there who is banking on this. Because otherwise, they're going to have to deal with a very boring president, and that is not good for ratings. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, Easy Homes PA, our sponsor. Listen, when it comes time to sell your home, you have a lot of different pathways you can choose. But with Easy Homes PA, you can sell your home today, as a matter of fact. That's right. And you can close on your timeline anytime you want. Days, weeks, months, you name it. EasyHomesPA.com will take great care of you because they'll buy your home as is. No repairs, none of that stuff. You have your home, you sell it as is, and you're good. No open houses with strangers walking through your house. Any size, any condition, any price. And Easy Homes PA will make the timing work on your timeline. Close in days or close in months. You will get a very fair offer and avoid all the hassles of a traditional sale. So if you're ready to sell your house, the easy solution is to call EZHomesPA.com. EZHomesPA.com. You want to sell your house? 215-608-6005. 215-608-6005 or EZHomesPA.com. This is a no-brainer, the easy way for you to sell your home and be done. EZHomesPA.com, 215-608-6005.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nicole Wallace, again, who is, I think, one of the people pushing for Trump people to be cleansed and for people to be reprogrammed and everything else. Conservatives, cut 14.
And hopefully what at least a somewhat more responsible Republican Party can do can begin to drain the toxicity out of our democracy.
When two former West Wing staffers talk, we always talk in lists. You gave me three things I want to respond to. Let me start with your last point about Republicans telling the truth. It would be my policy that a Republican must assert the truth before they're allowed to share any other views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the truth is what they'll tell us the truth will be. Tim McGraw yesterday performed, again, I loved the Celebration of America last night. I did. Not all of it, because Bon Jovi made me nauseous, but and so did Bruce. But a lot of, I really loved the show. And I love the Celebration of America. I love the fireworks and the flags. And there was a ton of patriotism last night. It was really, really good. But are they backing up what they're saying with their action? I mean, how do you have them talk about reprogramming all of us, and then you listen to Tim McGraw sing Undivided last night during the Celebration of America, where they invoke God, and he says, not left or right, look up. Don't look left, don't look right, look up. Invoking God and invoking America and all this beautiful stuff, when at the same time, they want to now still prosecute the former president and reprogram you. Here's a little bit of Tim McGraw yesterday. Take a listen.
See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold, hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided. Oh yeah. Undivided. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough.
It's a great song. Great message. Great for the day. Great for ties in with the Lincoln Memorial. Ties in with the speech of the president. So drop this impeachment of President Trump. End it. Move on. End it and move on. Period. There is no justification to pursue this trial at this point. None. He is not president anymore. And, you know, there's some people out there who would argue he shouldn't be allowed to run again. But you see what they're doing by saying that? They're still dividing because they're still saying, well, there's idiots out there who should not be allowed to make a choice because they're all the things John Brennan said about you. So they want to take away your choice to be able to vote for somebody by barring him from running for office again. Until the time comes that Nancy Pelosi and the Senate, and they say, we're not taking up this trial. And by the way, there's nothing that says the House has to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. This can be over. It should be over now. President Trump left peacefully. There was a peaceful transition of power yesterday. As President Reagan said, when we witness the peaceful transfer of power, it is nothing short of a miracle. But if they're serious about unity, that has to, it needs to end. Has to end. So my challenge, my question for Democrats is, do you care about, are you really serious about unity? Or is this about ratings for you? Is this about punishment? Is this about a cleansing of conservative thought and ideas? Which is it? I'd like to know. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Robert is in Old City. Robert, good morning.
Hey, Rich, it's been a couple of years since I've called into your show. So I didn't have to talk to you, but I was really inspired by the thing you were talking about, the media. By the way, do you have your little red book on you like the communist Chinese have? Because if you don't, it's going to be a blue one. You can get it off of Amazon if you have Prime.
Very nice.
I can't believe that these people in the media pushed this guy out. I mean, that Trump was the bread and butter. Those fools. What are they going to talk about now? The new bed sheets that they got because everybody's going to go to sleep because just sleepy Joe Biden's in there. I mean, it was just a foolish move by them to do that. They're all out of it. I hope Lester Holt has a good 401k because, I mean, nobody's going to watch him anymore, right? I mean, it's just silly.
Well, that's just it. I mean, for them, it's about ratings. They're terrified that Biden's a boring guy and policy disagreements are boring. Trump was the best thing that's ever happened to them for ratings. There was a piece I read yesterday that said, can Democrats break their obsession with Donald Trump? I don't think it's Republicans you have to worry about. It's Democrats. It's the media. He is their ratings. He is their fuel. He is what has driven them for all these years.
Yeah, and they threw him out. They totally poisoned the water. I mean, it's just, you fools, you fools.
Yeah. But, you know, the test should be for everybody out there today who goes, oh, unity sounds great. Will they drop the impeachment of President Trump? If the answer is no, then you know that they're full of it. I mean, that's the thing. And anybody who believes they should go down this road doesn't really care about unity. They're just saying that. They don't really believe that, you know?
I got an answer for that. Impeach this.
Well, there you go. I like it. All right, Robert, thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. That's it. That's the test. So just ask him that and make your Democrat friends explain to you why we need to tear the nation apart with a trial of a former president. Make them explain that to you after they tell you that we have to have unity. Because you have the upper hand here to be able to call them out on this and say, well, don't you think that'd be a little divisive to have a trial of the former president? There you go. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Listen, Newsmax has been just crushing it with the ratings. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but 4 million people have signed up for the Newsmax app, downloaded the app since Election Day. You know why? Because Newsmax has always given the truth, honest opinion, and real news. And there's no paywall, so you don't have to pay for it, which is great. With Newsmax, you get absolute great information without having to go through a paywall, without having to subscribe to a big, expensive cable package or anything like that. You can download the app right on your phone and watch Newsmax today on your iPhone, your Android phone, anything. And here's the best part, too. Newsmax is also streaming. So if you're a cord cutter or you have an antenna, you don't want to pay for cable, you can still get Newsmax. It's on Amazon Fire. It's on Roku, YouTube, you name it. Go to Newsmax.com, get updates. You can sign up for updates, get them right on your phone, and you will be good to go. I love Newsmax because I love the people on there. Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, really smart, thoughtful people, great shows, and real news for real people. There's a reason why they're beating Fox News now in so many different parts. There's a reason why Fox News had to reassemble the deck chairs as they try to compete with Newsmax. And in this new administration, Newsmax is going to be calling out the Biden administration every time they go in the wrong direction. You will have a great source of news there and a source you don't have to pay for. Newsmax TV is real news for real people.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
I really think that there is a opportunity here to call out to just terrible, terrible entertainment and music and news, and that was on display yesterday, unfortunately, by Bon Jovi. And I want to make it clear before we continue with the show that you're gonna have to hear some painful audio a little bit later, but that's not my fault. That's Greg's fault. Greg pulled that cut. I didn't ask him to. He did that all on his own. So there you go. All right.
You're throwing me under the bus.
I have to.
I mean,
it's that bad.
I mean, we didn't pull any of the good. We didn't. Well, you pulled Tim McGraw, but we didn't pull any of the good performances, just the bad ones.
I know. Tim McGraw was good, though. That was good.
That's my fault. I should have pulled some of the good ones, but I didn't.
That's okay. I understand. I mean, what are you going to do? There's so much here, Greg. That's the problem. You know, there's so much.
Yeah, I didn't even know where to begin with a lot of this stuff. I mean, there's just so much here. That's why I said we should break it up into like three different what's on your cut sheets, because there's just so much here.
First of all, just to evoke Lincoln again, since we're talking about Lincoln, Joy Reid of MSNBC, who clearly doesn't get Lincoln because she believes this way. She really missed, I guess, Lincoln in school because this is not at all Lincoln. you want to set this up for us?
Yeah. So this was right after the President Biden's speech. She says Biden is like Lincoln, who will punish the old America to end the Civil War. I don't know. She had this thing about old America versus new America, and new America won. I couldn't follow the logic here. Joy Reid, cut two.
There is an old America and there is a new America, and the new America and the old America essentially went to war in 2020. Physically in this same capital, and New America won because New America got 80 million votes and Old America got 72 million votes. And we're still basically at war. And you have a new president now who wants to declare a peace. It is really incredibly fascinating to me how history moves, because we do have sort of another person trying to do what Lincoln did. Trying it again, and we're going to take a second shot at trying to end this civil war, you know, between an America that feels that some people are captors and some are captives, and an America that, you know, Grant believed in, you know, and that the radical Republicans believed in Lincoln's time. Like, we have to try to do this again. God bless Joe Biden.
And with that, we now turn to the trial of President Trump.
God bless Joe Biden.
Yeah, God bless Joe Biden. Now the trial of Donald Trump as we tear the nation apart, brought to you by whoever I guess their sponsor is over there, and I don't even know. Rise up and punish the old America, like Lincoln, who was not even about punishing anybody, with charity for all and malice toward none. Amazing, amazing.
Oh, man.
What were some of now? Chuck Todd. I also noticed Chuck Todd also had a references.
Just so you know, I pulled a lot of these individually, but at the end of the show today, we put it all together in a 90-second montage that is definitely worth people tuning in for.
Fantastic!
But I want to go through, because I feel like every single one is worth its own weight in gold. So I pulled every single one, and then we put it together as a montage that we'll play at the end of the show. Anyway, this is Chuck Todd. Joe Biden is the better angel president. Better angel president. Chuck Todd's.
To watch Joe Biden today, it was such a stark reminder of how, as a country, we do seek out whatever we think we were missing, you know, whatever it is we thought we were missing in the previous president. He is the better angel president. Joe Biden believes he's eternally optimistic. He's not cynical. The guy's been in Washington so long, you would think, you know, some of us, you're here too long and you become cynical. He's never cynical. He still thinks the better angels exist. And it was just such an important moment.
I tell you what, he served with Lincoln, and the two of them together back then used to talk about this all the time. He's an angel. So he's been compared to a priest, an angel, God himself.
Papa in chief.
Papa Smurf. what am I missing here? This is amazing.
The same coverage, you know, President Trump received when he was in office.
I told you, all they did was just they took everything he said about Trump and just took out Trump and put in Biden. It's exactly the same. You know what I also loved, too, was this whole idea yesterday of the cleansing. Did you notice this? The cleansing of America?
Yes.
It was a lot of that yesterday, too.
I mean, it does sound a little cleanse. Like, I don't, whenever I hear the word cleansing, I get it like, I'm like, oof, I gasp a little bit, you know? That's not a good reference. You know what I mean?
John King had a big day yesterday over at CNN.
Not only was it, this is a cleansing of America, this was also a majestic day. A majestic day. John King, CNN, Cut 7.
It's a majestic day. It always has been, and it always should be. And just because of, in the middle of a pandemic, 2 weeks after the government was attacked at the inspiration of the sitting president of the United States, it's all the more so. And back to Jamie Gangel's point, President Bush is happy today to be there as a Republican. Even Mitch McConnell, who was with President Trump for most of the last 4 years, in recent days has made it pretty clear. He wants to shove President Trump to the sidelines if he can, to be part of the Republicans trying to do that. And so there's a cleansing. There's an air of cleansing about today. There's an internal fight in the Republican Party about President Trump, soon to be former President Trump, that's going to continue. But today is an American celebration, and again, a testament to voting, a testament to the system, and a testament to the resilience and stubbornness. Irish stubborn is Joe Biden.
So now the Irish are stubborn. That's cool, too. You can do a cultural stereotype. That's still acceptable.
I know. You're.
That's good.
Your wife and myself are very offended that our
you guys are
been.
Very stubborn, yeah, you Irish people. I'm telling you right now. All right. Well, listen, you know, I think what we can really take away from yesterday is everything is better now. Everything is wonderful again.
Can I skip ahead to one thing?
So this please
is
do.
MSNBC's John Heilman. John King was talking about former President Bush. Well, John Heilman had a great comparison. All three of the former presidents were together.
Okay.
And he compared it to something that, Rich, I know is near and dear to your heart. I don't think you'll 100% agree with his statement, but this is MSNBC's John Heilman, Cut 12.
The thing that was, to me, so striking about today was that kind of comforting sense. Even with the masks, even with the distancing, even without the crowd, you know, those shots inside Statuary Hall that we're familiar with, you know, from every inauguration, the sight of the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas, you know, the Avengers, you know, sort of the Marvel superheroes back up there together all in one place.
Our presidents are not superheroes. This is the problem. Oh my God. We have to stop thinking of presidents as superheroes. My God. By the way, Bush was a war criminal 5 minutes ago. They wanted to, right? They wanted to go out, you know, retroact. Now he's Captain America.
Wait, what would Biden be? Which character would Biden be?
You know, I hate to compare. Yeah, I hate to ruin the superheroes with comparing them to politicians. I hated that doing that, Dawn. You know what I mean? Except the exception is villains, because Bernie is definitely a Batman villain. That's the only exception, though.
A very grumpy.
Yeah, very grumpy Batman villain. I'm telling you, this Batman is the problem. We put our presidents on pedestals and we think that they're like superheroes. And they're just people. My God.
By the way, one of the superheroes, one of the Avengers, Bill Clinton, fell asleep during the Joe Biden speech yesterday. So I don't know what superhero falls asleep during that, but Bill Clinton, they panned over to him and he was sleeping. So,
well, you know, there's Magneto as a superhero. I think there's Pervito too.
Pervito. Is that a pervert?
That would be, yeah, like pervert. That would be Bill Clinton. I was just annoyed he didn't see more of Lady Gaga's legs yesterday. Give me a break. They're so full of crap, these people. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Are they not? I mean, I knew
that clip would get you. I knew it would. I saw it. I'm like, the show's done. Show's over.
Just shut up, Heilman. What is wrong with you, man? First of all, why do you got to ruin superheroes? That's number one. Number two, just stop putting these people on friggin' pedestals all the time. The president of the United States should not matter this much to us, where we look at them as they need to go back in time and get the Infinity Stones. We have this all wrong.
You know, the Avengers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Avengers. Three old men who, you know, for various, yeah, Obama with his drone strikes. I remember when the Avengers killed American citizens without due process. I think that was in Captain America drone strike, if I'm not mistaken, right?
They're all Steve Rogers at the end of Endgame.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. They're all right. Not to spoiler alert, but
it's been out for 2 years. It's fine at this point.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet. You too.
Oh God. Bill Clinton, who a woman can't go within 50 feet of him now, thanks to a court order. Barack Obama, Mr. Drone strikes, you know, blowing up weddings all the time. Bush, who was a war criminal 10 minutes ago. Now they're the Avengers coming down to save us. Would you stop it already? God, these people make me sick.
As executive producer, I failed. I should have played this at 6:30 because I feel like we would have. It would have been the entire show.
Mr. Avenger coming down and signing death warrants for American citizens on foreign soil without due process. Oh yeah, that's right. Mr. Invade Iraq. Oh yeah, these people—they're heroes. They're back. The heroes are back. Give me a break. Mister, you can't have your intern go near the president of the United States. Lie, perjures himself. Yeah, the Avengers. Oh, my God. All right. I see now. Now I'm annoyed. Now I'm really fired up.
All right.
Like, calm me down by playing Bon Jovi. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Please don't.
Uh-oh.
What is, the Avengers theme song? Right, please. Oh, God.
You know, the Avengers.
Oh. All right, Dawn, you know what? I'm going to have to go to you for news so I can take a breath and calm down. Because Heilman and Wallace and all of these people, they're just, oh, my God, they're just terrible. Before I do that, though, let me go to Greg. Greg is in Chestnut Hill. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Rich and everybody. Watching that, it reeks of irony. All the talk about God, Americana, uniting. Every one of them on the progressive side was vomiting in their own mouths hearing that. But they all put on the front for one night. It'll be an absolute assault. The flag, they hate the flag. They hate God. They hate anyone who likes the flag and God. Everything's ironic. And then the cut you just played about the Avengers, wasn't that many years ago, Bush was a war criminal. He hated people of color. He wanted to steal it. Bush lied and people died, and now the Bushes are some of the greatest people to ever walk and sit with a pervert and a drone striker. You know what I mean? So it just reeks of irony, and I found it funny. I'm like, does anyone not see it? And the other thing is, the new President Biden, I wish him well, but he's old and frail, and he is not with it. This is a complete sham all the way through. I mean, sadly, this is our country. We all love it. But to watch that last night, and it was a show. It was a good production, and some of the singers were good. And I have to disagree with you. John Bon Jovi as Adam Sandler's Bobby Boucher was the greatest singer of all. I was waiting for him to come out and say, had he said, football's not the devil, mama. That's some high quality.
Oh, my.
Vicky Val, I like Vicky Val because she likes me too. She showed me her boobies. I like them too. That's all I needed to hear. The whole thing was a sham. I don't know.
Thank you, Greg.
I wish the country well.
It was good. No, end on a high note. That was fantastic. I said, of course, we all wish when you look at Biden, you can't look at him and watch him and not think to yourself, this guy without a teleprompter can't pull this off. I mean, it's obvious. And Kamala Harris is just waiting. Every time she looked over at him in church, I kept thinking, she's looking at him with those daggers in the eyes. Like, how much longer do I have to put up with this until I can become president? Come on. It's so obvious. Derek is in Gloucester. Hey, Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich. Good morning, everybody. So we were talking about Biden calling for unity, and I just want to say I don't think the left wants unity at all. And we see that on the national level with them trying to expel Republican members of Congress, trying to continue on with this impeachment. Truth and reconciliation tribunals or councils or whatever that is. That scares me anytime I hear something like that. And then engaging with people online. I do a lot of debating online with leftists, and none of them want unity. They want us out of power permanently, never again to be heard. They're all fine with the purging of conservatives on social media. They're all okay with Parler being taken down. And, you know, if they had it their way, I really do believe a lot of them would put us in re-education camps in a heartbeat.
Well, that's what they're saying. I mean, Derek, you don't have to think that. You just have to listen to them say that. They're saying that. I mean, they're literally saying that.
Not just from the politicians, the everyday people on the left are telling me that. We don't want unity with you people, you maggots.
Right.
We want you gone.
Do you agree with my point that I said earlier, which is I think we would love to go back to the days of drinking beer and arguing politics and not hating each other's guts. I think we would. I really do. Like we have to give up our beliefs, but that's the problem, Derek, is I view it as unless we give up our beliefs, they hate us, and that's the problem.
Well, I think that's the truth, because I've been trying to invite a lot of these people onto like live streams to have face-to-face conversations about these issues. And no, we won't do that. None of them will do it. They don't want it. It's the same thing years ago when they were taking our speakers down when they were in universities. They don't want to talk to us. They never have, and they never will.
No, you're right, man. You're right, and I'm glad you got that. Thank you for that call and for getting that point. I mean, we've seen that with censoring speakers. We've seen that with censoring topics, and you know, I hear more and more talk of the fairness doctrine again. I hear more and more talk of this purging of people and their thoughts. You can't have unity if you believe that. And the excuse by using the far militant crazies, I'm not going to say far right because it's a pejorative, but the militant people who storm the Capitol building and then try to lump us all in with them as a way to silence people, is that's not how you unify a country. You can't unify a country like that. You know, I think back to Reagan and Tip O'Neill. I really do. And I think, you know, because for me, Ronald Reagan is like a hero, you know, and I think about that relationship that they had and how they would have these really big debates. But then at the end of the day, they would go in and have a drink together. I don't think you can do that anymore. And I'm sorry, but I don't think it's on us. I don't. And I think that if they were sincere about unity, they would first of all stop smearing all of us as racist and everything else and crazy people, and stop calling us Nazis, stop saying all that stuff about us, and drop this impeachment of the president and move on. And then, you know, then maybe we can have the conversation, but you have to show it. Like, words are cheap, man. Actions, baby. You got actions. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me just quickly mention to you USA Insulation. Look, here's one thing I would do right now if I were you. I would reach out to USA Insulation now, because with the canceling of the Keystone XL pipeline, with all these crazy climate policies they want to do, my prediction is you're going to be paying a lot more to heat your home in the years to come.
With USA Insulation, they come to your home and they put premium foam insulation into your walls from the outside. Now, what that does is it creates a foam barrier around your house. Think of it like this. You walk outside without a coat on, middle of winter, you freeze, right? Go back inside, you bundle up, big coat, hat, go back outside. Different story, right? Same thing with your home. And with USA Insulation, it pays for itself because you're not having to run that furnace over and over again with nothing, you know, with all of it just going out the walls. It's expensive to heat your home. My prediction is it's going to get a lot more expensive over the years. So do it now. Reach out to them now. You can insulate your entire home for only $99 a month. That's right, $99 a month to pay it off for the whole home insulation. Just go to usainsulation.net, usainsulation.net, or 1-800-USA-FOAM. 800-USA-FOAM. I did this. So I'm telling you, it makes a difference. The house is much more comfortable than it ever was. And look, we tried everything. We did. We replaced the furnace. We replaced the windows. But nothing worked until we did USA Insulation. That made the difference. USAinsulation.net. 800-USA-FOAM. USAinsulation.net.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of non-stop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, Dawn, good morning. Happy Thursday. I am so ready for this friggin' week to be over. How about you?
Yes, I think we all are, that's for sure. This is Cioli Show News Live. We are at 28 degrees right now. A Cioli Show follow on the Keystone XL pipeline, which Rich has talked about a lot about this morning. So we reported earlier about Biden's executive orders he signed on his first day, including revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. Biden also signing the executive actions to require masks on all federal grounds, asking agencies to extend moratoriums on evictions and on federal student loan payments. But getting back to the Keystone XL pipeline, the premier of the Canadian province of Alberta saying he'll seek legal damages due to Biden stopping the Keystone XL pipeline project. So
we're basically in a cold war with Canada now. On day two of the first day of the new administration, we're already at war with Canada.
Right. But because, in other words, they have a multi-billion dollar deal, and they're saying Biden is breaking a contract costing them billions. So they've lawyered up.
Canadian PM Trudeau, man-child, manscaper, disappointed in Biden's plan. He's upset. And now you're saying they're going to sue, huh?
Yeah.
Great. It took them 24 hours, or it's World War III already. We're at DEFCON 1 with Canada.
And then, you know, so it affects the American economy. By the way, the Canadian fracking operations were delivering the oil sands crude to a terminal in Wisconsin specifically. So, you know, there are obviously a lot of we heard the GOP yesterday, a lot of people speaking out, questioning threats to the success of USMCA. That's the United States Mexico-Canada Agreement. Which I'll remind everybody, that's Zioli's big interview in the Oval Office right there as Trump was pushing for USMCA, which was supported by the unions. And so, you know, we remember that Nancy Pelosi spoke against it. They weren't going to do it until they got that huge union endorsement. This was something that Zioli was right in the middle of, right there in the Oval Office.
Although you got the silver platter, just for the record.
And the greater Chris on Twitter, well, he'll never let you live that down.
Never let me live that down. And that day I thought, I'll just get the silver platter in the second term. Oops. Oops.
Well, maybe there's always 2024. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
We do have, there's word that SpaceX has purchased two deepwater oil rigs off the Texas Gulf to someday use as seagoing spaceports for their Starship spacecraft. I thought that was kind of a cool story. Isn't it? I mean, just looking at jobs and thinking about, you know, the Trump legacy, because I know, you know, people want to hear about this and you're not going to hear it anywhere else. A man in our region, by the way, he got a presidential pardon. So he's thanking former President Trump now. In his final hours as president, Donald Trump pardoned, and it was a real who's who of political figures, allies, rappers that we talked about. But then way down the list is this man from Ardmore, Gary Hendler, and he was convicted in the 80s on drug-related charges. So he's been sober nearly 40 years, and in that time he's helped a lot of others struggling with addiction. So kind of a neat story. He said he had applied for the pardon, had no idea he was going to get it.
Good for him. Isn't that neat? That's fantastic. I love that. That's great. Good for him.
In Bucks County, the Trump store swamped yesterday. So this was on social media all over, you know, pictures, people saying, this is what I'm doing during the inauguration. So they were just buying up Trump shirts and masks and all of that. And this, as a new Quinnipiac poll is released, finding that President Trump is supported by 73% of Republicans. So for the media, he's saying that he's not supported by Republicans anymore. I don't know if you believe the polls, but that from Quinnipiac. Going viral, I have to bring this up again because it's my favorite thing of who stole the show. So it continues with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders making the loudest fashion statement with his brown earth tone jacket and those supersized wool mittens.
And what was in that envelope? Does anybody know? He was walking around that big, giant manila envelope he had.
I don't know.
Some of the guesses on that were hysterical, like the crazy old man brought his manifesto to give to President Biden, you know? He comes down, he's got these big mittens on, looks like a Batman villain, and he's got this big manila envelope.
By the way, if you're still on Twitter, go to hashtag Bernie memes. There are some of them are amazing. Amazing. They have the one with all that iconic picture of everybody sitting on the skyscraper in New York, all those construction workers, Biden sitting up there. There's one of him sitting with the Breakfast Club. I mean, it's amazing.
There's one of him is sitting where Baby Yoda would sit for the Mandalorian.
I saw one with Gritty.
Yes,
I
mean, Gritty, yes.
They're just, but I, and of course, the one with Chris Christie.
Yes.
You know, in the beach chair.
The ultimate.
And then the one outside, you know, the pork store from The Sopranos, the butcher shop.
With Paulie Walnuts.
With Paulie Walnuts.
It's amazing.
I love that. I love that.
Actually, one of my favorite ones was it said, the caption, this could have been an email instead of an entire event.
Yeah, right, as Bernie's sitting there. And now they have, you could steal the look. Burton Snowboards has the look, so the gloves you and the hat, you can like buy the whole outfit and look like Bernie.
Oh, I gotta get that. I love it.
But there's just one of him sitting by himself on a train that is hysterical.
And just his body language in that folding chair all by himself.
He's just cold and angry and grumpy.
Yeah, arms,
you know,
and
I mean?
Legs crossed, and he's like, I should have been up there. They
Listen, I have this manifesto for the president, for the new president.
There's one of, you know, Statler and Waldorf from The Muppets.
Yes. It's great. I saw that too.
That one's great. Yep. They both have Bernie, then the other one has a mask on.
I think one of my favorites is not Bernie Sanders Stark, and he's one of the Starks in Game of Thrones. That's like awesome.
That was the best party yesterday, was Bernie. I'm telling you, that was it. That made the day tolerable for a lot of us.
Breakfast Club. I mean, it's a hoot. Oh no!
Somebody,
Blue's
Clues. I just saw he was the fly on Mike Pence's head. Oh, I saw.
Oh, great!
That's
very good.
Takes the cake for sure.
Now, Chris Christie's coming on the show tomorrow. By the way,
he is.
He is. Yes, he is.
Good.
And
by the way. Good work to you, because...
Well, I was going to ask him, Greg, about, you know, his relationship with the president, but I think what I want to ask him now is, are you worried that your chair meme has been eclipsed now by Bernie?
Ask. That's all you need to ask.
That's what I wonder. You know, I got to wonder that, so...
Oh, I can't wait for that, because he ripped into the president...
He did.
...to surprising levels. A lot of people
did.
Surprised, and so now is he going to kind of walk that back?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
I
would say tune in. It's must listen to radio. I'll
100%.
Tell you that.
100%.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the Bernie memes. He's in the audience in the Queen's Gambit watching the chess game.
Golden Girls.
That's amazing.
He's everywhere. I mean, this is
Forrest Gump.
This is the only good use of social media at this point. That's the only reason to still be on Twitter.
Yes. I mean, you are so, that's so true.
Those mittens.
Sitting on the friend's couch.
All right, come on,
bench.
Come on. We got to go. Come on. It's 8:29. Let's go. We
gotta... NBC 10, first alert
forecast. The host is usually the one that the producer has to rein in. This is amazing. This is like Bizarro World.
So the NBC 10 First Alert forecast: 46 degrees and sunny. As Greg giggles,
Greg
at
can't
these.
Stop. He's like a child right now. What is it?
Turn my mic off. No, turn my mic off.
No, what is it? Come on.
He's in the Star Wars, in the ending scene of Star Wars where they're giving them the medals. He's sitting in the hallway.
Greg can't stop. You believe this? Can't stop. Can't help himself.
He's with Deadpool. Deadpool's opening the envelope.
Brian Zaleski just sent me. He's sitting with the Golden Girls. And it's all the Golden Girls. And Bernie sitting right next to the mom. All right. Come on. Like, wrap this up. We got to go. Come on.
I like Bernie the yoga. I like the young hotties, not you, old lady. All right. So 46 today, 44 tomorrow. We're all going to need the Bernie mittens for the weekend because it's going to be in the 30s. And with the wind chills, it's going to feel like it's in the 20s. Snow in the forecast, actually, for Monday. So we're watching that. That's the LA Show News Live for now. I'm Dawn, and we're always on the radio.com app.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. So the question really is, as the administration gets going on day number two now, are they going to cave to the radicals in the Democrat Party, or are they really going to try to be moderate Democrats? Can they pull that off? Who's really in charge here? Who's pulling the strings of President Joe Biden? We're going to find out. But listen, I want to tell you, Cherry Hill Volvo, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, my great friends over there, go see them, because Volvos are beautiful cars and they're safe and reliable. And if you have a family like I do and you got kids and everything, you pile in the kids, it's great because the X90 is the best. It is so big and spacious with that third row. Pile all your family stuff in there, head down the shore, go on your family road trips. You'll have plenty of room and it is great. But maybe you want something a little more sophisticated, the S-Class, made right here in the United States of America at their plant in South Carolina. And here's the best part. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, they take great care of you. For them, it's about creating a lifelong relationship. And that's what they want. They want a relationship with you. It's not about just selling you a car. It's a small family dealership. They've been there in our community for decades. And they are all about making you a very happy person. So go see them today, right now, today. They're open right now. You'll understand exactly why it's so different than those big conglomerate dealerships where they train their people that the minute you step on a lot, they're going to get you to buy a car or else. Nope. I have friends who went there 5-6 times before they settled on which Volvo was right for them. Go see them. You will be happy, just like I am. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.